DW.
ए यमरी गारे भाई ए यमरी काम.
38-year-old fisherman Bichi Biswal is singing a song to welcome the nesting turtles on the beach of Gundlawa village in the Puri district of Odisha. He is accompanied by his friend Basanta Swain, who shares his happiness over the increasing number.
Today we have seen 4 turtles laying eggs. We have recovered 480 eggs from the nesting sites and believe that almost 80% of them will convert into hatchlings. We are so lucky to receive these turtles from various parts of the world. There are many who will only ever see them in photos. I've witnessed 450,000 nesting turtles in a single day, while on other days, I've seen none at all.
Every night, Bichi and Basanta, along with other village fishermen, patrol their beach to protect the nesting sea turtles and their eggs. The community-based network of village volunteers works to improve the hatchlings' chances of survival. Bichi describes a few of the dangers these sea turtles face.
वो लाइट पूरा एंटायर बीच की बहुत जगह पे लगा रहे हैं. हम भी गवर्नमेंट के.
The electrical lights used on the beaches are distracting to the egg-laying turtles. We're requesting the government turn them off. Marine plastic waste, mainly white polythene, looks like jellyfish to the turtles, and they choke on it when they try to eat it. But the main threat is from illegal trawl fishing, where the nets used to catch fish strangle the sea turtles. If these things can be stopped, then the number of sea turtles will definitely increase.
It's now 10 o'clock at night, and this group of the barefoot ecologists walk far onto the beach. They are accompanied by only the cool breeze and splashing waves. All of the volunteers are equipped with a torch, a bamboo stick, and a bag to carry recovered turtle eggs. Bichi says concerted efforts are needed to save the turtles, as Mother Nature's behavior is changing considerably.
Climate change is the major reason for this. The mass nesting, which generally used to happen in the month of February, has shifted to March. We were hit by Cyclone Phoni last year. Floods, excessive rains, and high temperatures also affect nesting.
Bichi and Basanta, along with other volunteers, attend a community Olive Ridley Sea Turtle Protection Program organized by the Action for Protection of Wild Animals, or APOWA. Due in part to the group's work, some traditional fishermen have become dedicated protectors of sea turtles. For 20 years, Bijya Kabhi has been leading the program on 2 nesting beaches along the Odisha coast that don't fall within Gairmatha Marine Sanctuary. He says that although Olive Ridleys are the most abundant sea turtles, only about 1 in 1,000 hatchlings survives to adulthood. They are trying to protect this already naturally low survival rate.
We are spreading awareness to establish successful models for community-based conservation of these animals. We train volunteers to patrol, to collect and relocate vulnerable eggs to the artificial hatcheries. After the gestation period, the hatchlings and any disoriented turtles are released to the sea. We protect them from stray dogs and poaching. We also prevent beach erosion to save eggs from the high tides.
High tides, storm surges and cyclones are among climate change impacts that have been eroding away nesting beaches. Kabhi estimates that over the last 10 years, their community-based groups have released more than 262,000 hatchlings safely into the sea and protected more than 37,000 nesting female turtles. He explains the importance of turtles for the ecosystem and also for people.
The
turtles are also known as friends of fishermen, as they act like scavengers and eat dead carcasses of fishes and other marine animals. They feed on jellyfish, a natural predator of smaller fish. If the number of sea turtles declines, there would be more jellyfish consuming other fish before fishermen can catch them. We are rebuilding Olive Ridley populations to healthy levels so they can continue to play their significant role in marine ecosystems.
The wives of the fishermen are excited and happy on the last night of recovering eggs. They are ready to rear them in their artificial hatcheries. Manasi Pal is among them. She says the women get a bit attached while taking care of the baby turtles.
When the hatchlings come out of these eggs, we name them because of our love for them. These names are based on the names of the local women, like Basanti, Gita, and Gopi. We name them so that we can easily identify them when they visit our beach in 20 years.
Olive Ridley sea turtles are keystone species in coastal and oceanic marine ecosystems, and the ecological consequences of losing them could be severe. In contrast to inadequate government measures, community conservation efforts have yielded impressive results in safeguarding these populations from extinction. Continued care and attention from the men and women of Gundlawa could counteract compounding threats, securing new generations of sea turtles in years to come.
Jaswinder
Sehgal, DW, Odisha, India.
DW.